Welcome to English Through History. If you enjoy the content, please subscribe or leave us a review. It helps us to create more content and is appreciated by our small team here. We hope you enjoy this episode. The Flannan Isles Lighthouse, located off the coast of Scotland, has been the setting for one of the most bizarre maritime mysteries in history. On December 1900, three lighthouse keepers stationed on the remote isle disappeared without a trace, leaving behind a series of perplexing clues that have puzzled investigators for over a century. In today's episode, we will examine what happened to the three lighthouse keepers and the subsequent theories that followed. The three lighthouse keepers who went missing from the Flannan Isles Lighthouse were James Ducat, Thomas Marshall, and Donald MacArthur. They were responsible for maintaining the lighthouse and ensuring that its light remained operational to guide ships safely through the surrounding waters. The lighthouse itself was constructed atop Elian Moor, the largest of the Flannan Isles, and was operated by a team of three men who rotated shifts to ensure the light remained operational at all times. However, on December the 15th, a passing ship noticed that the lighthouse lamp was not lit, despite the stormy weather conditions. Concerned, the crew reported the anomaly upon their arrival at port. A relief vessel was dispatched to investigate the situation. Upon reaching the island on December 26th, the relief keeper, Joseph Moore, found the lighthouse to be deserted. There were no signs of struggle or distress, but several key elements of the scene raised immediate alarm. The kitchen table was set for a meal, with plates of food left uneaten. Coats and oilskins were inside, indicating that the keepers had ventured out into the storm without proper protection. Strangest of all, the lighthouse log contained baffling entries. It was reported that the last log entry dated December 15 simply read, "Storm ended, sea calm, God is over all." This cryptic message hinted at a sudden change in weather conditions, but it provided no insight into the fate of the keepers. Moreover, subsequent investigations revealed that there had been no reports of any storms in the area on that date, and that potentially the log itself had been doctored and added later. The mysterious disappearance of the Flannan Isles lighthouse keepers has since spawned numerous theories and conjectures. The most likely theory is that the suggestion that they were swept away by a rogue wave while conducting routine maintenance on the cliffs. Bad weather in the area would support this, however, doesn't explain why all the men would be on the cliff. Despite this, others speculate that they fell victim to foul play or even supernatural forces. One theory posits that the keepers may have been lured out onto the cliffs by the sound of distress signals from a nearby ship that was in distress. However, no wreckage or evidence of such a vessel has ever been found. Another hypothesis proposes that one of the keepers may have suffered a mental breakdown, leading to a violent altercation that resulted in the deaths of all three men. Yet no bodies were ever recovered, and there were no indications of a struggle or violence within the lighthouse. If you are at this point thinking, what did the police say about all this? What may seem strange about this mystery is that there is no police involvement at all. But there is a good reason for this. In fact, the investigation into the disappearance of the Flannan Isles lighthouse keepers was conducted by the Northern Lighthouse Board rather than the police. And this was because the incident occurred on a remote location that fell under maritime jurisdiction. The Northern Lighthouse Board oversaw the operation and maintenance of lighthouses in Scotland at the time. Following the discovery of the empty lighthouse, the relief keeper Joseph Moore reported his findings to the Northern Lighthouse Board, which subsequently launched an investigation. The board examined the scene, gathered evidence, and interviewed individuals connected to the case, but ultimately no conclusive explanation for the disappearance was found. The The official reports from the Northern Lighthouse Board documented the peculiar circumstances surrounding the disappearance, including the abandoned state of the lighthouse, the uneaten meal left on the table, and the cryptic entries in the logbook. However, despite their efforts, the investigation yielded no definitive answers, leaving the fates of James Ducat, Thomas Marshall, and Donald MacArthur shrouded in mystery. The story's intrigue and enigmatic nature have captured the imagination of writers, filmmakers, and audiences alike, leading to its portrayal in both fictional and non-fictional context. One notable example is the novel The Lighthouse by author Alison Moore, which draws inspiration from the real-life events surrounding the Flannel Isles disappearance. Published in 2012, the novel weaves a tale of isolation, psychological suspense, and existential dread, exploring the inner lives of the fictional characters who find themselves stationed at a remote lighthouse. In addition to literature, the Flannel Isles mystery has been depicted in various documentaries, television programs, and fictional movies based on the story, often as part of a broader examination of maritime history or unsolved mysteries. These productions typically recount the known facts of the case, present various theories and speculations, and sometimes include dramatic reenactments to bring the story to life for viewers. Despite numerous investigations and inquiries over the years, the fate of the Flannel Isles lighthouse keepers remains shrouded in mystery. The case continues to capture the imagination of historians, maritime enthusiasts, and conspiracy theorists alike, ensuring that the enigma of the Elian Moor endures as one of the most perplexing unsolved mysteries of the sea.